Classic 92 East Coast Radio.
Yes, Justin Timberlake, sexy back here on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Before that, we played some Jeremy Loop's Waves. And you know what? It's a Friday afternoon. I'm feeling it. I'm having lunch. I'm chatting with you. I may have some food in my mouth. Forgive me. But it felt right to play some Nelly Furtado. I'm like a bird. I came out singing. Yeah. You know, first week of the show, and we've been playing around with a few things, throwing some stuff out there that we're going to try and do every week in terms of content pieces. This one I'm quite excited about because it was my idea. Producer Sihle was like, okay, cool, let's do it. We're going to try and throw out, we are going to throw out some kind of scenario to you every Friday. And we want to hear from you. I'll also discuss it, give my 5 cents in on it as well, about whether we should normalize it, make it habit. Sihle had a little bit of an issue. He doesn't want to come out because this is also a sensitive topic. Now, if you have a domestic worker or someone who works in your house and cleans up for you, pretty lucky. It is a thankless job because it's a lot of hard work. And domestic workers don't get paid a lot of money. And Sihle wanted to know from you, should we normalize making our helpers, domestic workers, pay for things that they break in the house? Now, I've had a couple of things that have been broken by the lovely lady who helped me out, but I refuse to make her pay for anything because she's like family and we all break things. And also because I feel like I could never afford to pay the amount of money that she rightfully deserves. She doesn't get paid a lot, but I try and do my extra. So 061, learning this number. If I don't get this number right by next week, you know what you need to do. 0617929495, that's our WhatsApp. We want to hear from you. Should we normalize making our domestic workers pay for the things they break? So producer Sihle has a bit of a situation with the lady who tidies up and cleans his place. She's been breaking things. My mom's listening to the show. Hi, mom. And she reminded me of my helper, Angela. Angela broke my gingerbread man. It was like one of the cutest things I owned. And she hid it, and I found it. But like I was saying, for me, I wouldn't, because even though, and we've got a couple of messages that's here, and I think Deborah says, like, we must definitely make helpers pay when they break things, because she pays her domestic worker above the minimum wage or the legislated pay. But yes, is it still enough? I say they don't get paid a lot. We asked you to weigh in. Should we normalize it? 061-792-9495.
No, Mr. Vic, it's Mapeli. I don't think that they should pay for the break because the helpers are part of families. You see, they are family. They act as grandmas, as mothers, as sisters.
Yes.
As aunts. You see, they are just everything we need. They mean a lot to us. So for them to pay, it's not fair because they don't even get paid enough. You see. And after all the work they do, making them pay, that will make them, you know, a little bit resentful. And no, we can't treat them like that.
Hey Vic, it's Barry here. I really don't think we should make the person who helps you out pay for if they broke something. If they broke it on purpose, then by all means, make them pay for it. But it's like making your children pay for breaking a glass. They obviously didn't do it on purpose, so why make them pay?
Alright, so you're basically saying if it becomes habit, then let's have a conversation. If it's like a once-off, not very often, then I mean, why make them pay? Vic Nader hanging out with you till 4 o'clock, and we are doing Normalize. And I'm basically every Friday going to try and throw out a scenario. It's mostly going to be controversial topics. And today it's one of those touch and go ones. We asked you, should we normalize making domestic workers pay for the things they broke?
Hell, Vic, yeah. If they break it, they own it.
If they break it, they own it.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Precious.
Oh, Precious.
So what a controversial subject.
I know, right?
And I think it would only be fair for when the domestic worker gets the contract, for it to be stipulated in the contract that should anything be of value that is broken, that there would be a percentage of that item taken off the salary over the couple months. It would be totally unfair for a person to say that you broke my TV and the TV is costing 34,000 rand and you need to pay 12,000 rand next month. I mean, like, you know, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there should be a percentage just to also keep it in their mind that not everything comes for free. Anyway, love your show, Vic. Love you.
Precious.
Bye.
Are you a lawyer? I mean, a contract. And, you know, you're supposed to have a contract in place, but I don't think many people have a contract in place. And, you know, when I was thinking of breaking things, TVs didn't cross my mind. I was thinking more a glass or a plate. I don't know. Maybe I'd feel different if it was a TV or it was, like, something really expensive. Now, the jury. has spoken. Or is it have spoken? I think it's has spoken.
Fake 92. Weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.